Begin the current tab, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Hei. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the narrative from the previous Daf, which was discussing the conquest of Sancheiriv towards Yerushalayim, where the Gemara had said that he made 10 journeys in the period of one day. And although there seemed to have been more, the Gemara explained that was the Navi talking to the Jewish people not to be worried from Sancheiriv. Now, additionally, at the end of that pasuk there in Yeshayi, which we alluded to in the previous Daf, is also not one of the places where he was. It's actually referring to a certain incident regarding the ability of Sancheiriv to conquer Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, "My, what does the pasuk mean over there when it says, Oid hayoyim b'noiv lamed, that still today, Sancheiriv will be standing in Noiv, which sounds like one of the places that he's going to be coming to conquer, to take over Yerushalayim. On that, Rav Huni says that actually it's not referring to one of the Masayis. Oise hayoyim, that day, nishtayir ma'avayno shal Noiv, was still the remnant from the sin of Noiv. And that is because of the sin of Oiv, of Ein, that there was some guilt on the entirety of the Jewish people that Shaul had killed out, had said that they should kill out all the Kahanim of the city of Noiv. So, and that's because David HaMelech was supposedly hiding over there, which Doeg had informed him to Shaul, and they held that David had to be killed, and they were all accomplices. So the whole of the Jewish people had some liability of having the city of Noiv killed out. So because of that sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said that the punishment will last up until a certain time. And that day, when Sancheiriv was on his way to destroy Yerushalayim, was the last day of the limitations of the punishment. And had he fought against Yerushalayim that day, he would have conquered it. And that's what the pasuk is saying, that Oid Hayayim, that still that day, if Sancheiriv would stand in Yerushalayim, he would have conquered it because of the sin that was perpetrated against the city of Noiv. And therefore, Amrli Kaldoi, his stargazer, said to him, "Iyazla Se'idin, if you go now, Yachlislo, you'll be able to conquer Yerushalayim. But if not, Lo Yachlislo, you won't be able to conquer it." So, as the Gemara had said in the previous staff, Orcha Deboy Lizguya Basar Yaimi, a journey that should have taken 10 days, Saga Bechad Yaimi, he did in one day, and that's the 10 Masleis we said in the previous staff, which he traveled in that one day. Now, Kimatl Yerushalayim, when he reached the Yerushalayim, Shadulei, so they spread out for Sancheiriv, Bistarki, these rugs beneath him, Ad the Salik V'yasev Me'levei Shur, that were so high until he was able to go up on it and to be over the wall. Ad the Chaziyu L'kul Yerushalayim, until he saw the entirety of Yerushalayim. Now, Ki Chaziyu, when he saw Yerushalayim, Izut Tebein, it looked very small in his eyes. Amar, he said, Halod Dohi Karti Yerushalayim, this is the famous city of Yerushalayim, Da'alo Argishas Kol Mashrisi, that for them all my stops were all caught up with that. Ba'alo Kavashas Kol Madinta, and because of them I conquered all these countries. What's the smallest and the weakest of all the cities of the nations that I conquered with the might of my hand? Allah v'kam u'meidin bereshis. So he got up and he stood up and he shook his head and like this disdain. He was shaking his head. And he was went and waved his hand in dismissal. Al tur beis mikdasha, on the mountain of our beis hamikdash, the betzin that was in Sion. Valazar to the Yerushalayim, and the court of the Yerushalayim. Amri, so the people said, nishti beyado idna, let's stretch out our hand right now again. Let's go fight it and we'll conquer it today. Amalahu, so he said to them, neh, timahayisu. Either it means to say that it would be a wonder for us to start the day when we have been so worn out. Or the word tamisu is from the word of worn out. Everyone's tired today. We traveled a lot today. Lamachar isolate kochad v'chad minaychu guma harig minay. Says every tomorrow, everyone will just bring us one brick of the wall, which is Persian for the shaky bricks from the wall, and we'll conquer it in nothing. We have so many men. We're so powerful. Everyone will just take one brick. The whole wall will be gone, and we'll be able to conquer them in a second. Now miyad. Immediately the pasuk says, "Vehi b'layla hu, it was in that night." V'yotza malach Hashem, so the angel of Hashem went out. V'yach b'machn Asher, and smote the camp of Ashur. Mei b'shmeinim chamisha elav, 185,000. V'shkime b'abayker, and those who remained and got up in the morning. V'hine kulam pegar mesim, they were all dead. Now Amar Papi says, "Hein damenchi, this is what people say. Bas dina, that if you leave the dispute overnight, batal dina, the dispute is over." And because people figure it out over time, so too because they didn't conquer that day, they weren't successful the following day. Now, the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, and the reason why we bring this pasuk over here is because we had mentioned that the reason why Sancheirib would have been able to destroy Yerushalayim was because it was the last day remaining from the sin that was perpetrated against the city of Nineveh. So because of that, we bring a pasuk over there that says V'yishbi Menayv, which allegedly is the name of an individual. But it's, as the Gemara Darshan, it's because he had the right to come because of the sin of Nineveh. So the pasuk says V'yishbi Menayv, that Yishbi, what was his name, was in Nineveh, from Nineveh. Asher b'lidei Harafa, which was from the children of Harafa, which was Arpa, which was the other wife in the story of Rus, which separated from Nami. U'mishkel Kenai, and the weight of his, which the Targum is, the weight of his spearhead, was Shalish Meis Mishkel Nechashish, a weight of 300 copper. V'huchagr Chadasha, and he was girdled with a new armor. V'yimel Hakas is David, and this Yishbi said he's going to kill David. Says the Gemara, what does this mean when it's Yishbi in Noiv? So Rabbi Merabi says, and this is why we're connecting to the previous Gemara, although this is an incident with David HaMelech, it's Ish Sheba, Yishbi is Ish Sheba, man who came, al iskei Noiv, because of the incident of Noiv. As the Gemara explains, Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ad Masa Yia Oven Zed Tamen Biyatcha, up until when will this sin be covered in your hand? Because al Yatcha, through you, Nerga Noiv Irakahanim, which because David went for refuge and he was in the city, so ultimately that caused the death of the Kahanim of that city. V'ayotcha nitra degadami, because of you, degadami was chased away from the world to come, because he said Lashon Hara on David, which caused Shaul to become jealous, and because he accepted, because Achimelech had accepted David in Nineveh, Shaul told Doeg, go ahead and kill all the Kahanim of that city. So that caused the death of the Kahanim, caused a doig to be chased out of Olam Haba because of his sins, and va'al yotcha nergu shol v'sholeshes banav, and through you Shaul and his three sons were killed in the war against the Pelishtim, which would cause the sin of killing the Kahanim of Nineveh. So he said, look, David, you were the trigger for all these things. Ritzayncha, is it your will? I'm going to give you a choice. Yichla zaracha, either that your children should be cut off, aitim tzviyarei, but you get given over to the hand of your enemy. So David said in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Mutav Emtzi B'Yareiv, better that I be given over to the hand of my enemy, V'leich Lazari, and that my children should not be cut off, that I should have descendants. So the Gemara tells us, Yom Echad Nafik Lishkar Vazoi. One day he went either, this is a word in Persian that means hunting, or he went to this village, and he was hunting. Asa Satan B'Damalei Kitavi, so the Satan came and appeared to him in the form of a deer. So pasuk begira, b'limatzia, so he shot an arrow at it, but he didn't reach. So mashche, it kept drawing him further into the forest because he kept on trying to shoot and hunt that deer. Ad de'amti alerts plishtim, until it brought him to the land of the Philistines without him being aware. Now kedechazi yishbi b'noib, when this yishbi from Noib saw David HaMelech, Amar, he said, hayna haydi katla l'golias achi, this is the one, David, who killed my brother Goliath. So kafte, he tied David, kamte, and he subdued him. So he placed him v'shadye tuse bebadje underneath the pressing of the olives, which was he put it on him to squash him to death. Now Isabele Nisa, there was a miracle that happened for David that mochale arami tuse, either means to say that the ground became soft beneath him and therefore didn't harm him, or means to say that it actually caused like a crater, like a hole in the ground, and that was what protected him in spite of the great weight of the press of the olive press that was on top of him. Heinrich says, that's what says the pasuk in Tehillim, that David says, Tarchiv tzadi tachtai, that you widened my steps beneath me, v'lo modu karsuli, and did not crush my ankles, meaning that he was able to stay alive beneath that press. Now, Ahu Yayma, the narrative continues, that day, apani demale Shabbos, it was the Erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Tzruya, hab kochayiv reishai, bedalad garbi demayim. So Avishai ben Tzruya, who is one of David HaMelech's men, was shampooing his head, is here with four garvi of water, either means four sign of water or four core of water with four different pitchers of water. Either way, when he was washing his hair, chazina kasmi dama, he saw that there was spots of blood, which didn't make sense. Igadami, or some say asayina itrif pik itrif kame, that there was a dove that was flapping away and showing that it's in a lot of pain. Amar, so he said, what is this? Knesset Yisrael Yoni Masli, says, the Jewish people are compared to a dove. Shalem, like the pasuk doesn't tell him, that you are kanfei yoina, the wings of the dove, nechba bekesef, that's covered in silver. So he says, Shema Mino, we can infer from this, what's the symbolic of, that David Malka the Yisrael, B'tzar Asher, must be the king of the Jewish people, David, must be in pain, must be in a difficult situation. So Asla Beisei went to his house, but Lashkechei didn't find him there. And as some Gersos have that he sent to the Beis Medrash, and he didn't find him there either. So Amar, he said, Tanan, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, Chav Beisei Menal, it says, Ein Reich V'Nasusi, not allowed to ride on the king's horse, V'Nyesh Malkisi, can't sit on his throne, V'Mishtamash B'Shaviti, can't use his scepter. Now, but his question was, B'Shas HaSakonamai, what's the halacha at a time of danger like this? Could I use his horse, his mules, to go and save him? So Asa Shol B'Midrash, he went to ask in the Beis Medrash, Amalei, they said, B'Shas HaSakonamai, Shabbatam, at a time of danger, one is allowed to do that. So Rachve Leparde Mekom Ba'azel, so he rode on his mule, and he went on his way. Kavtzalei Ara, so the earth got short, it like so to speak, jumped, as if what's known as Kvitz Aderech, which doesn't mean that he moved faster, but it's just that it's like the land shrinks, and then he got to his destination, to the land of the Plishtim, fast. Now, Bahadi Dukomazki, when he was on his way, Chazi Arpa Ime, he saw Arpa, the mother of this Yishbi, the Habas Navla, that she was spinning thread. Now, Kichazite, when Arpa saw Avishai, so she thought she was going to kill him with the spindle that was in her hand, so Pasakta Leplichta, so she stopped. She cut off the spindle that she was using to spin. Shadasi Elevan, she threw it at him, but it didn't reach him. Now, Sabala Mikle, but she was thinking, she was trying, plotting to kill him. So Amrle, so she said to Avishai, Alam, young man, Aisli Plach, please bring me this spindle that fell in front of you. So Paske Beresh Meicha, he threw it, Avishai threw the spindle at her head, and Bekatlan, he killed him. Now, Kadchazi Yishvi Benoiv, when this Yishvi Benoiv saw that Avishai had come, so Amar, so he said, uh-oh, hash to have a betrayed vikatanly. Now there's two against one, now they're going to kill me. So piske le David le'ile, so he threw David upwards towards the sky, v'dutz le'lerumche, and he went and he stuck his sword in the ground, so that when he falls, he'll fall right on the sword. Amar, he said, nefel alavadik, let him fall in it and be killed. So Amar Avishai Hashem, Avishai said the name of Hashem, Ukmi le David min Shmael Ara, and it stopped David hanging suspended in ear between heaven and earth. Now ask the Gemara, v'neim alei ihu, why didn't David HaMelech himself say the name of Hashem to save himself? It says, Gemara, ein chavish meitzi atzma mebeis ha'asrum. It literally means to say that the prisoner could not let himself out of jail, meaning David HaMelech did not have the focus of thought at that moment to say the name of Hashem to save himself. Now Amalei Avishai said to David, my b'yisach, what are you doing here? Why did you come here? So Amalei, so David said to him, Hachir Amalei Kudsha Baruch Hu. He says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to me. He gave me the option, do you want your children to be killed out, or do you want to be given over to the hand of your enemy? V'hachir Hadjali, and this way I told him back, that better that I fall into the hand of my enemy, and that's why I ended up over here. So Amalei, so Avishai said to him, Apech Tzleisech, turn over, flip over your prayer, and instead tell Hashem, better that your children be given over, and not that you be given over to the hand of your enemy, because what do you care so much about the pain of your children? As the famous saying goes, Bar Barach Kir Lizvin, let your grandchildren sell wax, Va'at Loitid Star, and you shouldn't be in pain. So Amalei, so David said to him, Ihachi, if that's the case, Sayyib Hadan, then you help me with your prayer to turn over the request from me being given over to the enemy, instead my children dying out. Hanif, so this is the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, V'yazula Avisha ben Tzruya, Avisha ben Tzruya helped him, which Amar B'Yudim Rabbi says, She'azur B'Tfili helped him in prayer. So Amar Avisha Hashem, V'achtei, so Avisha again said another name of Hashem, and David HaMelech came down from being suspended at a distance, and have a karad of Basrayu. So this Yishbi was running after them, and they were fleeing, because they were close to the boundary of the land of the Plishtim. Now, Kimati Kuvi, when they reached this place, this village called Kubi, which was between Eretz Yisrael and the lands of the Plishtim, Amri, they said one to the other, Kumbe, let's stand up against him. Why are we running away? Let's kill him. That's why it's called Kubi, Kumbe, which they were proficient in the names of the villages, but they were still afraid and they were still running away. Now, Kimati Beitrei, when they reached this place of Beitrei, Amri, they said, also based on the name, Betrei Gurion Katlu La'ari, where you think two little cubs can go ahead and kill a lion? So that's what's called Beitrei, with two people. You think we could really kill him? So Amrli, they said to him, Zil ishtakech la'orpa imich bekirva. They said to him, go ahead and find your mother Orpa in the grave, because we killed her. Now, ki adkirli shmei di'imei, when they mentioned the name of his mother, kachashcheli, then his strength got sapped, he got weak, and then rekatli, then they killed him. Now, the Gemara tells, that's what it says over there in the Pasuk, az nishbu anshei David le'lema, then the men of David made him swear, saying, you shouldn't go out with us anymore to the war. You saw that the candle of the Jewish people, you, should not be extinguished. Gemara continues related to this incident. Tarabon in the Brice that Shleisha Kapsalem Aret, there were three individuals that the land shrunk for them, which therefore they got to their destination much quicker, which was Eliezer Eber Avram, Eliezer who is the servant of Avram Avinu, V'Yakov Avinu, V'Avisha Ben Tzruya. Now Avisha Ben Tzruya had the man like we just said, where the land became truncated and he was able to get to the Plishtim quicker to save David. Eliezer Eber Avram, that's like it says in Bereishis, says V'Avah Hayom Ela'ayin. He says, I came today to the spring, which was by the incident when he found a wife for his master's son Yitzchak, which, what do you mean today? Lamer Dahu Yemenavi, that says that today he left and today he got there because he had Kvitzat Derech. Yaakov, as we continue on Tamid Beis, like it says in the Pasuk, Yitzi Yaakov Be'er Shava Be'el Charana, that Yaakov went out from Be'er Shava and he went to Charan. So obviously it sounds like he came to Charan. Yet the next Pasuk says, V'yivka Ba'makim, he encountered the place, V'yolon Sham, and he slept the night over there, Kiva HaShemesh, because the sun set, which sounds like that he didn't get to Charan yet because he was still in Beisel, which is still in Eretz Yisrael. So rather, says the Gemara, Kimat L'Charan Amar, when he came to Charan, he said, is it possible that I passed by the place where my fathers Avram Yitzchok prayed and I didn't pray over there? So they wanted to go back. Once he really entertained the thought to go back to that place, so then he had what's called Kvitz Aderch, that the land jumped, which means it got shorter, and he was already there. Miyad, immediately, he encountered the place over there. And that's what the pasuk is obvious because it says Vayivka Bamakam, like as if he bumped into the place. What does it mean? The place bumped into him because the land jumped for him and he got closer to the place. We see that he had Kvitz Aderech. The Vacha, another interpretation of that pasuk, which Rashi brings from his teacher, that not to have that girsa because it's not primary to what we're discussing over here. But either way, the pasuk says In Pagia Ela Tfilo, when it says Vayivka Bamakam, what does it mean Vayivka? The previous interpretation was saying that he bumped into it because he had Kvitz Aderech. Here it means that actually means that he prayed in the place because pegiyah means tefillah. So like it says in the pasuk in Yirmiyah, "Va'ata and you altas pal ba'adam," as that don't pray for this people. Va'altisa ba'adam rina tefillah and do not carry for them song and prayer. Va'altifkibi, which means and don't pray, don't ask of me, which you see that the word pegiyah means tefillah. Now the pasuk says over there by Yaakovin, it says va'yolin sham that he slept the night over there in Bezel. Kiva Hashemesh because the sun set. Now, it doesn't say Vayavi HaShemesh, that the sun set. Rather, it says Kiva HaShemesh, because the sun set, which sounds like that he intended to go back to Charan because it was still daytime. But once he saw Kiva HaShemesh, that the sun set, oh, he had no choice, so he slept overnight. What does that tell us? It's because Basa the Tzali, after that he prayed over there in Basel, which is Yerushalayim, Ba'ilam Ahadah, he wanted to go back to Charan, which was where he was heading to go to Lavan, which was in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Tzadik zeh bala beis malaynai." This righteous person Yaakov came to my lodging. Yifter b'leilina, he's going to leave without sleeping. Meyad ba Hashemesh, immediately the sun just suddenly set out of nowhere. It set early. That's the pasuk he says in Bereishis. Vayizrach loy Hashemesh, that for him the sun was rose, which sounds like the sun, which was his in the past, now because of him rose special for him. Now the question is, and this was by the incident after he fought with the Malach of Esav, which he was limping. So to heal him, the sun was coming out to heal him. Now v'chiloy b'vad zarcha, what you think the sun only was rising for him? V'aloy l'chaloyim kulei zarcha, the sun rises for everybody. Elam Reb Yitzchak, it means shemesh sheba bavurei, the sun that set early because of him, zarcha bavurei, rose extra early because of him. It was making up for that time, but both of them were special nisim for Yaakov, being the one that to make sure he sleeps there in Yerushalayim, and the other one that he actually gets healed from the limping by its rising. Now going back to what we mentioned before, umenolan dekola zari de David. And so where do we know that as they flipped over the prayer from him being given over, and they ended up saving him that way, and that his children, his descendants, ended up being wiped out? So something like it says, the Pasuk Melachim Beis, it says, Vasalya, who was Ema Chazyo, who was the mother of Chazyo, Rasa Kemes Benash, she saw that her son passed away. Vatakam Vata'abidis Kalzer Mamlochan, she got up, she wiped out all the descendants of the Davidic dynasty, and because she wanted to take over control. Ask the Gemara, but Vishtai Layesh, how can you say they all were wiped out, and that the prey was turned over, and all his descendants were wiped out, but there was still Yayish, which ended up keeping up the Davidic dynasty? Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Ishtar of Yasser. That makes sense. It is Midi Keneged Midi because from the Kahana of Naiv, there was also one remnant, which was of Yasser. That's like the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayimolid ben Echad Lachimelech ben Achitov, that there was one son from Achimelech, the son of Achitov, who was saved. Shmuel of Yasser, his name was of Yasser. So therefore, there was able to be one last remnant from the Davidic dynasty. And Amar Behudim Rav, he says, Ilmoli lo nishtar v'yaslach, amelech me'achitam, were it not that one child from the Kahanim was saved by that Noivir Kahanim, lo nishtar mezar shal David, sarapol, there would not have been one remnant left over from descendants of David. Continuing with the conquest of Sancheiriv till his ultimate destruction, Amar Behudim Rav, he says, Bo aleim Sancheiriv v'rasha. So this wicked Sancheiriv came to besiege the city of Yerushalayim, Barabaram v'chamisha elef ish b'nei malachim, with 45,000 princes, who were yesh mekreinu shalzav, who were sitting in chariots of gold, v'imoin shegloinus v'zoinus, and with them were these princesses and these harlots, u'v'shmoinim elef gibayrim, and there was this 80,000 mighty men, levushei Syrian kalipa, which was these coats of armor, u'v'shishim elef achuzei cherev ratzim lefonim, and 60,000 of those who hold the swords that were running in front of them, v'hashar parashim, the rest were cavalry, which were these regular soldiers. Says the Gemara, v'chein bo'al Avram, so too, that's how they came, the four malachim in the biblical account, fighting against Avram Avinu. V'chein asidin lovim Gog and Magog, and that's where it's going to be in the future, with Gog and Magog, with the apocalypse, the ultimate fight that's going to be against the Jewish people. Now, b'mesnitzatan, in the Braisa we learned, that Eirich machaneu arba meis parsi. The length of his camp was 400 parsi. Rochav tzavri susim, just the width of the necks of the horses lined up, where arbon parsi was 40 parsi. Sach machaneu, the total amount of his camp, was masayim v'shishim ribay alofim chasrachat, which was 260 myriads, which each myriad is 10,000, of alpayim of thousands, chasrachat minus one, which was in the billions. Now, Baya asked, this when it says chasrachat minus one what? Chasrachat ribay minus one myriad, or chasrachat alpha minus 1,000, or chasrachat meya or minus 100, or chasrachat minus one. Take a look, it's not clear when it says that large amount minus, like when they say 39 lashes, they 40 minus one. What does it mean, minus one? That let it stand, it's not clear. Now, Tanur learned in the Braisa that Rishaynim, the first group of the soldiers of Sancheiriv that were passing by the Jordan to get to Yerushalayim, Avru Besachi, they passed by the horses swimming through the Jordan River, and as they passed by, that diminished some of the water until they passed by. Shnemaik says the passing in Yeshaya, V'chalef b'Yehuda, that they passed by Judea, Shata v'Avar, flowing over, and they came over. Now, Emtzioim, the middle group, Avru Bukaima, they already came over the river, standing straight up, because the water only reached up until their neck. Shnemaik says in the Pasuk, Ad Tzavi Yagia, until the neck had reached. Achrayim, the last group, Halu Afar Berglaim, they were dragging dust with their feet, because there actually was no water left in the Jordan River. It was all taken out from all that the mass amount of bodies that were passing through. And as the Pasuk says, they didn't even find any water in the river to drink, until they had to bring water from elsewhere to drink. So then, like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ani karti, I dug, which is the term of the source of the water, and they drank water, etc., which says there, and they dried up with the sole of my feet, all the rivers of that were being besieged, there was no water even left. That's how many people they had. Now, the Gemara asks that it says that the amount of soldiers were in the billions. Ask the Gemara, but the Pasuk says later on, during that miracle that happened at the night when they were sleeping, as we mentioned before, the angel of Hashem went out, and he smote in the camp of Ashur. Only, it says, 185,000. And it says, they got up in the morning, and they were all dead people. So it's only 185,000. How can we say that it was in the billions? So Mabavo, he says, halal, this 185,000, Rashi Giyasa, saying those were the generals. That's the calculation where there was 45 princes, there was 80,000 mighty ones, there were 60,000 holding swords, which that comes to the total of the 185 types of commanders. The rest that died, that was unlimited amount of people. As it says, the rest were cavalrymen. That would could be up to the billions. Amr Vashi says, Dekinami Dechsev, actually, a precise understanding of the pasuk in Yeshaya seems to indicate it, because it says b'mashmanav, in his fat ones were rosin, he brought the leanest, which is b'shmein this, but the fat ones, meaning the leaders, those, the dignified ones, the generals, those were the numbers that we're talking about. The rest were much more numbers. And Amar Avinu, he says, Deka Nami Dechsev, he says, so too precisely the pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis says, V'yishlach Hashem Malach, Hashem sent the Malach, V'yichichod, Kol Gibur Chayil, V'nogid, V'sar, B'machane, V'goymer, that he went and he wiped out the mighty warriors and the princes and the leaders that were in the camp, etc., V'yoveh Beis, which that's the numbers that we were talking about, which were the generals. And Morva says, V'yoveh Beis, Elihavi came to the house of his God, this is after the failed attempt, and those who came out from him, which are his two sons, as we'll say later on, Shamhi Pilu Becharib, that's where they killed this, after he failed his attempt, Sancheirib, they killed him by the sword. So Shema Menoah, we infer from that pasuk that it was the generals that were the numbers. The rest weren't even being mentioned in the pasuk. Now the Gemara is B'mahikum. With what did the angel kill the whole camp of Sancheirib? So Rabbi Yezim, he says, B'yahikum. He killed them with the hand. Like it says in the pasuk about the Oz Yasha, it says Vayari Yisrael Seyed HaGedoyla, that the Jewish people saw the great hand. Now, it doesn't say Yad HaGedoyla, it says Hayad, the great hand. What do you mean, the? Hayad Sha'asid L'Parma Sancheirv, the hand that ultimately will take punishment from Sancheirv. Yeshua, I mean, he says Be'etzbahikim, that he hit them, he smote the army of Sancheirv with the finger. Shnemak says in pasuk about Yirmeh Hartum El Pari, that the necromancer set the Pari, Etzba Elihim, he, it's the finger of God. He etzba shasid lipar mesacher, meaning, what does it mean? It's the finger. It's the finger that will ultimately take punishment from Sancheirv. Rabbi Eliezer ben Neish Rabbi Yisrael Glilim, he says, the only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malach Gavriel, maglach netusha, is your sickle, is it sharpened to be able to kill all these people? Amalafanav, he said to him, in front of Hashem, Ribbono Shel, master of the world, netusha v'oimedes mishesh mibereshes. It's already been sharpened and ready from the 6 days of creation. Shem, like says the pasuk in Yeshaya, m'mnei charavish nadadu, because of the swords they trembled, b'goyim, etc., where the pasuk says over there, m'mnei charav netusha, because of the stretched out sword that was ready to kill them. M'shem ben Yechi, I mean, he says, Isya perig, that period, zman bishel peris hayah, that night when he killed them was the time of the ripening of the fruit. So I'm like Gavril, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malach Gavril, who was in charge and appointed over the ripening of the fruits, he says, Kashat Yitz Lavasha Paris, when you go out to ripen the fruits, he zakaklem, so then deal with the armies of Sancheirv to kill them. Shemak says, the posting Yeshaya, Midi Avri, when he's passing by, Yikach Eschem, he'll take them, Kiva Beika Babeika Yava Bayim Balala, because in the morning he passes by, in the morning and at night, Bahayirak Zva, Haven Shmu Begayman, is will be just trembling, the one who understands what he hears. Where Amra Papa, he says, Hainda Menji, this is what people say, Agav Orchach, just when you happen to be passing by on your road, just innocently, let it be heard to your enemy, meaning a warning, and just scare him, meaning it's like almost like agav, like in just in happen, backhanded, like when you're passing by to get the fruits, so just go ahead and just kill out all those armies of Sancheirv. Some say, that he blew into their nostrils, and that's how they died. And like it says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, and that he also blew into them, and they dried up. He says, "Kapayim sipik lemameso." He clapped his hands, and that's how he died. You know, like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel, "V'gamani ake kapi akapi." That also clap my palms one to the other. "V'nechesi chamasi." That will calm my anger down, because that's what killed their entire army. Yitzchak Nafcham, he says, "Aznayim gilahem." He opened up their ears. "V'shamer shir mepichayis." They heard the songs from the great malachim, the angels that are called the chayis, umeso, and then they died. So, like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Made a Musa echa naf tzugayim." From your great elevated praise, the nations dispersed. Now says the Gemara, "V'kamenish time." How much was left over? It says somewhere they woke up and they saw that everyone was dead. How much was left over? Rav Amar Asari says 10 people. Somebody says the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Ushaar eitz yare," and the rest of the trees of its forest, "Misper you will be numbered, v'nar yiktavim," and the child could write it. Now kamenar yochel liktav. How much could a child write? Asara 10. Meaning a child could just make a drop of ink, which is the letter Yud, which is just like a drop of ink. That's how a Yud looks, which means to say that's how much was left over, which was just the numeric value of a Yud, which is 10 people. Ushmul Amatisha, he says there were 9 people. Shlomak says, the pasuk in Yeshaya, v'nishar bo oileilos, there would be left over these little the little peiros that are left on the tree. K'nekev zayis, like someone who's plucking all the olives off the tree, which is only left very little. Which shnayim shleisha gargarim bereisham, when you have just 2-3 bunches on the top of the tree, so too there was only left in this camp very little. How much? Says the pasuk, arba chamisha besifei, 4 or 5 on the branches, which 4 plus 5 is 9. Shimon Levi, he says, Arba Asur. Actually, it's 14 leftovers. Then, like it says there in the pasuk, it says, Shnayim Shleisha, 2, 3, etc. And it says, Arba V'chamisha, 4, 5. If you add all those numbers up, 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 is going to be 14. Now, Rabbi Yechon, he says, Chamisha. Actually, it's 5 people left over. Sancheir V'shnei Banav. Sancheir, who is the general and his two sons. Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzraddan. Now, Rabbi Yechon is not inferring this from the pasuk. Rather, what he was saying is that there was 5 left over, and you could understand it from the pasuk like someone who's nekiv zayis is plucking up all the olives from the tree, where very little is left on the branches, which may be 2 or 3 bunches. So to here was left over very little, which was either 4 or 5, which he says that there were 5 left over. How do we know there was 5? Nebuzraddan is Gemara. The fact that Nebuzraddan was another wicked general, that's a tradition. Nebuchadnezzar, how do we know he was there, which he survived? Just still like it says the pasuk in Daniel, by the incident of Hanan Mishal Bazar, which we mentioned in the previous staff, that he threw them into the fire, it says there in the pasuk, V'revei d'revi'ah, dami l'bar l'handa. He only threw in 3, but he saw that the appearance of the 4th one seemed to be like an angel, which was the Malach Gavriel. Now, V'lav d'chazi, had it not been that Nebuchadnezzar had already seen the Malach Gavriel at a previous time, Menoh HaVayada, how would he have known that it looks like a Malach? Obviously, he saw Gavriel once before, and then he recognized him later on in the fiery furnace when he threw Hanan Mishal Bazar. When did he see Gavriel? Was by the incident of the army of Sancheir, because he was there too. And also Sancheir v'shnei banav, Sancheir and his two sons also survived that killing. The Sefer, it says the pasuk Lochem Beis, it says by Hihu Mishtach v'beis Nisroch Elohav, that he was after this whole incident, he bowed down in the house of Nisroch, his god. Vadar Melech v'sharotza banav, he called Bechar, and his two sons, Adar Melech and Sharotza, killed them with the sword. Now, Amar Rebbevo, regarding the final demise of Sancheiriv, Rebbevo says, "Al moli mikra kasev yef shel Amri." Were not a pasuk written like this, then it would be not possible to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself went and cut off the hair of Sancheiriv. Because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Bayemahu on that day, Yigalach Hashem betar haskira, Hashem cut off his hair with an earned razor." Every Nahar, by the crossing of the river, the Melech Asher, the king of Asher, Esareish, Visahar, Glaim, his head, and the hair of his feet, Vagam, Esazak, and Tispan, even the hair of his beard was taken off. What does this mean? So the Gemara tells us, Asa Kodesh Brichu, Bidamele Kigar Basaba. Kodesh Brichu came and appeared to Sancheiriv like an old man. Amalei, he said to him, meaning Hashem said to Sancheiriv, Ki Azul Zagabi Malche Mizrach Amar, when you're going to come back and encounter the kings of the east and the west, the Isisinu Lebanai, that you had taken their sons, as the Gemara said before, they brought 45,000 princes with them, which was all the sons of all the kings, Bekatlasinu, and he had them all killed, because they were killed there by that incident where the Malach killed them all. Mayamadlu, what are you going to tell all those kings? So Amalu, he said to Hashem, Hahu Garba, that person, meaning referring to himself, Bahu Pachta, with that trepidation, Nam Yosef always sits like that. So Amalei, so he said to the elderly person, Hashem, Hechinavit, what should I do? So the elderly person said to him, Zil go, as we can say in Tabab Sadivam Meralf, Vishani Navshach, and change yourself so that they shouldn't you go undercover, that people should not be able to recognize you. So he said, B'mayishani, how should I be different? Amalei said to him, Zil Isli Mispara, bring me a scissor, Vigzayich Anach, and I'll cut off all your hair, people won't recognize you. So he said, Mehich Aisi, where should I bring a scissor from? So Amalei, so the old man said, Ullahu Bay, so go into that house, Vaisi, bring it from there. So Azal, he went to Ashkechinu and he found over there. And Asa Malachi Charis, ministering angels, came over there to that house. Vidamalei Kegav, and they appeared to him like men. Vavakotachni Keshiasa, and they were grinding the date pits. So Amalahem, he said to them, Havali Mispar, please give me a scissor. So Amalei, they said to him, Tchain, first you have to grind these pits. Chad Gribe the Keshiasa, one measurement of these date pits. Venitlach, and then we'll give you a scissor. And that's why it says in the pasuk that it was betar haskira, that it was a razor that he had to first earn, because it was only through the effort that he went to grind the pits that they gave him the razor to cut his hair. Now, what was the pay? Was b'ivri nar, like the pasuk says, meaning something that is usually done through the river, which is the water mill that grinds the pits. That's what he had to use to get the scissors from them. So Tochen Chad Griva de Kashasa, so he grinded one measurement of date pits, the Avalim Esparta, and they gave him the scissor. Adasi, until he finally came back to the elderly person, to Hashem, Ikshach, already got dark. So the elderly person said to him, it's too dark, I can't see when I have to cut to here. Zil Isinur, go ahead and bring fire. Ozlavaisinur, he came and brought a fire. Bahadid the Kanafakle, while he was blowing it to keep that ember, itli beinur badikne, so the fire caught hold of his beard. And Ozl Gazdil Resh Badikne, so then he ultimately ended up cutting off the hair of his head and of his beard. And Amri, they said, it says in the Pasuk with the Begam as a Zak and Tispa, that also the beard was taken off. It doesn't say Giluach, that he shaved it off, like it says by his head. Rather, by the beard, it says Tispa, which is like a term of being annihilated, meaning being totally taken away, because the fire caught onto it and burned it all off. So Amra Papa, he says, this is what people say, Garuse Larma Shaperle, that if you singe the Aramean and it's good in his eye, itle nur bedikne, then you burn a fire in his beard. But you're not going to get enough laughter out of him, meaning you're going to just be able to keep on doing things to him and mocking him and get a good laugh out of him. Which, that's what happened to him. He said take off his head, and he ended up having his beard burnt off. Now, Azul Ashkech tapet mitevus de Nayach. So Sanchev went and he found a board from the Teva of Nayach. Amar, he said, he says, this is the great God that saved Noach from the typhoon, from the Mabel, where he, like, this is the Teva, this is a great thing. Amar, he said to the board, this man goes and he's successful. I'll go ahead and sacrifice my two sons in front of you. This is what he told the board. His sons heard and they had him killed. That's the pasuk says in Lochem Beis, "Vayihu mishtach veBeis Nisroch Elohav," that he was bowing down in the house of his god Nisroch, which is from the term of Neser. Nisroch is from the root of Neser, which is a board, because he was bowing down to the board and he made it to a god. So Vadar Melech veSharatz Abanav hiko becher begaima. So his two sons went and killed him by the sword, begaima, etc. Where it sounds like that because he was bowing down over there, that's why they killed him. Why over there? Because that's what he said over there. He said to his new god that if he helps him, he'll kill his two sons. His two sons said, our father's not all well, he's going to kill us. They killed him first, and that was the end of Sancheyev.